Sometimes, when you get caught up in the moment, you forget who you truly are. My name is Mo, and I've come a long way. You see, I was a dancer, well, an exotic dancer. And there was this one time a guy asked for a VIP service. I'd never gotten a VIP before because I was a new dancer. And the stage, where everyone gets to see you, was where I'd normally be. But this guy picked me out from among four other dancers and said he wanted a VIP session with me. At the time, I was elated, and I accepted, of course. But little did I know, it would change the whole trajectory of my life. In the VIP session, we had fun. I mean, it was amazing. And I didn't know anything about this guy besides the fact that he had some kind of money. Anyway, I did my thing. We lasted about half an hour to 45 minutes, and he paid me, and I went on my way. But then he returned 2 days later and requested the same thing. It was like that for about a month straight, and I was bound to get content with a life like that, because, I mean, he paid double what my other VIP colleagues made. So I was good. Until he stopped showing up. I probably got ahead of myself, waiting for him to walk in. I didn't even want to go on stage, but he didn't show up for an entire week. Just left me hanging. I didn't even know what to think. Anyway, I went back to the stage and started doing what I was supposed to do. And 2 weeks later, he showed up again. He requested me, of course. I didn't want to show that I was upset or emotional about it, so I just said okay and went to do my thing. Now, when I opened the door, he wasn't even sitting on the chair designated for him. He was standing in the middle of the room with two guys dressed in black suits and shades. I mean, there was no need for the shades. The room is, like, dimly lit red. So he was standing there like he was waiting to carry out instructions. I was confused. I didn't know anything about this guy. And here he was, looking at me like I'd committed a crime. I'm talking fresh cut, neat fade, sculpted beard, maroon tailored suit, just impeccably dressed.
"So you're bringing company now?"
I asked, lifting a brow. He chuckled at my statement. I mean, if that's what he wanted, I was down, as long as he was willing to pay more for it. But he simply shook his head and told me to have a seat, on the same chair he was supposed to sit on. I sat.
"You know, even though we don't plan on doing anything, the moment I walk in, it's 500 bucks, right?"
But he ignored me and sat on the couch at the other end of the small room. I leaned forward, elbows on my knees.
"So, what is this about?"
His men moved to the door. I looked around.
"Wait, am I in some kind of trouble or something?"
"No,"
he said.
"Then what is this about?"
"I have a proposition for you."
"A proposition? As in?"
"How about you become my woman?"
"I don't do relationships."
Aside from dealing with abusive, cheating men, I didn't want to get caught up with a guy while working at a strip joint.
"It's not a relationship. It will be more like a beneficial arrangement."
"I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying."
"I'm going to take care of you."
"In what way?"
"Are you always this chatty?"
"When I have to be."
He laughed.
"Let's just say, you won't have to work another day in your life."
I mean, it sounded like a dream come true, but I didn't believe it. Not yet.
"I want you to tend to my needs, whenever I want, however I want. I'm going to put you in an apartment. You can shop, work, or do whatever you please. All you have to do is just be ready for me."
I leaned back in the chair. Is this man dying? Does he have a disease? I know his dick is working and he's handsome. So what really is his problem?
"And what's in this for you?"
"What's in it for me?"
he said.
"I get a beautiful woman to have my way with and to show off at company events."
"Company events?"
"Yes. You'll be at my side when I request it."
"And when I'm not by your side, what am I doing?"
"As I said, whatever you want. If you want to sleep all day, shop, work another job that's not in the escorting or strip business, then go ahead.
Yeah, but why me?
It was a question I shouldn't have asked, but why me? Out of all the people in the club and all the elegant, exclusive women outside, why me? Andre is young, fit, and handsome. He can definitely have anything. How was I able to get this kind of blessing, if I should call it that? Maybe it's a curse. I'm new. I'm not experienced in any of these things. But yet, he chose me.
I chose you because I like you. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
Am I a bet?
No.
He sighed.
I have a very demanding job. I live in a city across the country. Finding women who can keep up with my hectic lifestyle and doesn't demand an emotional connection is difficult.
So, you came to my town for a stripper?
They love less. No strings attached.
I tilted my head.
I see.
What?
Why not one in your city?
I prefer exclusivity.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. And I don't have kids. What?
Nothing.
Any more questions?
Not right now.
He smiled.
So, are you up for it?
I feel like you're holding a gun to my head. Don't I get time to think this through?
No, but I can always move on to the next person.
I sighed. I hated these things, but I also didn't want to pass up a good opportunity. I exhaled.
Tomorrow, I'll send a car for you. They'll bring you to my place where we'll start a contract. You'll sign it. Read through it, of course. And then we'll begin. I've already spoken to your boss. He agrees.
He agrees?
Why would my boss speak on my behalf? Did he know I would accept this? I mean, it's a steal of a deal, but still. I do have my own mind. I stood.
Before I agree to this, I'd like a $30,000 signing bonus, just in case this falls through. Because this...
I motioned around the room.
This is what pays my bills.
Done,
he said without hesitation. I sighed. This is really happening. This is fucking happening. Shit. Then he stood, reached into his suit jacket, and pulled out a few $100 bills.
I think this should cover our time here,
he said, handing me the cash. One of his men opened the door.
Wait,
I shouted.
What's your name?
Andre Valentino. And yours?
Moesha. Moesha Dunn.
Farewell then. I'll see you tomorrow, Moshe.
I gave him a slow nod, and he disappeared behind the door. I exhaled a large breath I didn't even know I'd been holding, and flopped back down into the chair. Shit. My life is about to change. Now, it's been about a year and a half since I signed that contract with Andre, and I've never regretted doing it. My life has made a complete 360, and I don't regret any of it. I'm healthier, cleaner, and well-respected because of him. I live in a two-bedroom condo, and most of the time I just do my online work. I promote products, and I go out whenever I feel like it. Part of the contract included a $20,000 monthly salary to help with expenses, but I didn't really have any, because Andre paid for everything. All I had to do was show up when he expected me, have sex with him when he needed it, and that was that. But not everything is sunshine and rainbows. Somewhere along the line, I became attached to this man. He made me feel seen in so many ways. He takes care of me. He just does what he has to do. I fell in love with him. Or at least, I thought I did. Until one night I went out to dinner, and I met someone else. In my contract, it says I can date whomever I want, as long as I don't have sexual relations with them. And honestly, I think that's fair. So whenever Andre isn't around, or doesn't need me, I go out. I date. not too often, but it happens. And 5 months ago, I happened to fall for someone else. Someone who's available, stable, and here. Someone I can relate to. Someone who gives me companionship. I haven't told him about my situation, but I did tell him I'm not ready for a sexual relationship. He's willing to wait. However, I'm torn. I'm not sure what to do about it. I mean, I like Bevan, but is he really worth ending things with Andre? I could finally live my life without strings attached, but is he the one I throw everything away for? I have dinner with him tonight and it scares me. It scares me because we've been dating for 5 months and the last two dates felt like he was getting serious. He's been using words like us and our in sentences. I should call it off. But what if Bevan is truly for me? And then, I haven't seen or heard from Andre in 2 months. The longest he's ever gone with no contact. I guess he's busy with work. But still, he's out there doing God knows what while I'm stuck in relationship limbo. Is this how my life is going to be until I get old? What if Andre is tired of me and throws me out for a younger chick? I might be set for a few years, but can I really do this online thing forever? Ugh. Dinner with Bevan goes well, and as we're having dessert, he gets up and bends on one knee, proposing to me. I sit and stare at him in awe because I never expected him to do it. At least not this early in the relationship. We'd only been dating 5 months for Pete's sake. But I stupidly say yes. I say yes without thinking about Andre, without even thinking about our contract. And now, as I'm being dropped off by a smiling Bevan, I feel sick to my stomach. I've led this man on, made him think I'm available, that I'm ready to commit and start a life with him, when my heart truly belongs to Andre.
Bev,
I say as we reach my door.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Huh?
This marriage, the proposal.
What do you mean?
I rip the ring off my finger.
I have to think about it.
He sighs with relief.
Oh, yes. I thought you were just blowing me off.
This is serious. And we've only been dating for a few months, you know.
He nods.
How about you keep the ring and get back to me when you have an answer? No rush, but it would be nice to get an answer soon.
I smile softly. I give him a small peck on the cheek and end the night quickly. The moment the door closes, I rush to my bathroom, throwing up over the sink. I feel ill. What did I just do? And with shaky hands, I message Andre. SOS. I can't sleep. It's 2 a.m. and my mind is racing. I can't think about anything except what just happened. I just gave a man a cold shoulder, and I just texted Andre using his emergency word. I've never texted him before. He has always been the one to reach out. But in the contract, it's clearly stated. If I ever wanted to end things, I should text SOS. Did I? Did I really want to end things with him? He hasn't responded, and I don't think he ever will. But then, I hear a noise. And when I step into the living room, Andre is standing there, alone, in the dark, wearing his black trench coat. It's raining outside. He's drenched. I fetch a towel and toss it to him. He takes it without hesitation and begins drying his wet, slicked hair. I flick on the lights and lean against the wall. I don't think about anything else but being with him right now. He is exactly the man he says he is. And I love that about him. Andre flings the towel aside and shrugs off his jacket.
S-O-S.
He breathes as a whisper. It sounds more like a feeling of betrayal.
We need to talk.
Can we do this after?
Seeing him unbuttoning his shirt sends me into a daze. I inhale a deep breath. All I had to do was send that message. And he shows up, in a matter of hours. He sheds his shirt and steps closer, his tanned, muscular chest hypnotizing me. My breaths are shallow now, because I'm scared of what I'm about to let go of. He kisses me, and I kiss him back. Andre holds my face and kisses me deeply. It's nothing I've ever felt before. It feels different. It feels open. I moan over his kisses, looping my arms around his neck, taking his tongue down my throat. It's the first time I've ever felt this wanted by him. He reaches for the button of my pajamas and pops it free. He cups my breasts, trailing kisses down my cheek, then my neck. I inhale sharply. As he lifts me onto him, he guides me into the bedroom. He lays me gently onto the bed and suckles my nipples. I run my fingers through his hair. So soft, so silky. He releases me and fills his mouth with the other. I moan beneath him. It's the first time I've truly felt his wantonness for me. He's always been a good lover. But tonight, it's different. Andre lifts my legs, slowly sliding my pajama pants down. His touch is reverent, like he's afraid I'll vanish if he moves too fast. He kisses the insides of my thighs, letting the silence stretch between us. Then he pulls me to the edge of the bed and kneels, eyes locked on mine, as he slips my panties off. This is familiar. It's so familiar. But this time, it's different. Maybe it's been too long. Maybe it's because I texted SOS. Maybe it's the weight of everything unspoken pressing in around us. I don't care. Because this man, he has always treated me like I matter. Like I'm more. His gaze travels over me like he's memorizing me. Devouring me. I part for him. Breath catching as he runs his fingers through my heat.
I missed this.
He murmurs, voice low and almost broken. I shiver beneath him. He leans in, lips brushing my folds, then dragging his tongue up slowly. I twitch beneath the contact.
I missed tasting you.
He murmurs again. Every roll of his tongue sends heat through my belly. My fingers find his hair, twisting. He groans into me, holding my thighs apart, eating like he's starved and I'm the first thing he's been allowed to have in weeks. He doesn't rush. He takes his time. When he finally rises, he drops his pants, spits into his palm, and strokes himself, slow and deliberate. Without a word, he presses into me. I exhale, hard. Air knocked from my lungs as he fills me completely. He doesn't move. Not yet. He just stays there, buried inside me, staring into my eyes. Then he pulls me closer, lifting me until we're face to face. He groans low in his throat, gripping my hips. My body trembles beneath him, and he doesn't give me the satisfaction of ending. He always cuts me short, like the wicked man he claims to be. This man is everything I want, everything I need, and more. How can I leave him? How can I replace him? I don't want anything but him. This is a reality check. I don't need Bevan. I don't want Bevan. I never loved Bevan. He was only a distraction. Because the man, the mystery, the one whose eyes are boring into mine. I want him. Andre rocks into me, grabbing the back of my neck, plunging his tongue down my throat again, severing every bit of me. I love his cock. I love his body. And I want to be filled with every inch of him. He shoves me down on the bed and mounts it, sinking slowly into me. I wrap my legs around his waist, gasping as we find each other again, flesh to flesh. I hug him, squeeze him, kiss him. This isn't fucking. This is lovemaking. And I don't want it to stop. I don't want this to ever end. because the man who takes care of me will always and forever be my lover.
Ah.
Andre leans closer, forehead to mine.
Marry me.
He whispers. My heart stutters. He thrusts again and the world spins. It's everything I've wanted.
Mm.
The words I've always dreamed of hearing. And now, he's saying them. With naked love in his voice. I am on the edge. I am so close to my ecstasy. And now, he says this.
Live with me. Be mine.
I want to cry. Scream. Come. Everything at once.
Ah.
Mo.
His voice is unraveling. He's unraveling.
Moshe.
He says breathlessly.
Yes.
I cry.
Ah.
Fucking yes.
My body arches. My muscles clench. Mm. The orgasm crashes through me like a wave, dragging my voice with it. He groans, loud, broken, as he releases inside me, throbbing deep, still holding me like I'm slipping away. We don't speak. We don't move. We just breathe. And for a moment, it feels like nothing outside this room exists. We stay like this for some time. Bodies entwined like forever lovers. Until he lifts off me and stands.
You said we needed to talk.
Did you mean everything you said a while ago?
I ask. He nods.
Yes. I want you to marry me.
Can I ask what happened? Why I haven't heard from you? Am I allowed to ask that?
He eyes me. I turn my face away. But he leans over the bed and touches my chin.
I was trying to get everything right for you. I thought of a home. Something we can call home, back in my city. Are you willing to move?
I nod.
A family?
I nod again. He sighs with relief.
I wanted to do this, but I wasn't sure if you wanted a relationship.
I want it now.
Then you're with me.
I am.
What was the SOS about?
I shake my head.
I wanted to see you.
Good.
I feel ill lying to him like this. But now that I know what I want, there's no sense explaining anything. It's going to wreck me to explain to Bevan that I no longer want to be his wife. But it's for the best. Andre pulls me off the bed and kisses me. Then he leans into my ear.
Call that lame motherfucker and tell him you're marrying me instead.
You have met the end of Sugar Daddy. Stay tuned for My Brother's Girlfriend, Part 3, and don't forget to subscribe, share, and follow me on TikTok and YouTube. See ya. Bye.